Hi everyone, my name's Liam, and I'm going to tell you about a fantastic experience I had on holiday last month. I'd always wanted to go scuba diving, but I'd always thought you had to book weeks in advance at a fancy hotel or a massive dive centre in town. However, my friend told me about a local place right on the beach where you could just walk up and get the gear. I was worried they'd ask for my passport as a deposit, but they actually just needed to see my certificate to prove I'd done a basic training course before. I was so relieved I had it in my wallet.
We strolled down the sand to find the rental place. I was still expecting a large concrete building, but instead we found a small wooden hut right at the edge of the water. It looked basic, but as we walked inside, I saw it had absolutely everything we needed.
The guy fitting our apparatus was incredibly helpful. He handed me a wetsuit to try on. I immediately asked if it was the right size, assuming that was the priority, but he explained that because of the cold currents in the bay, the thickness of the material was actually the most crucial thing to check.
Next came the mask and the heavy air tank. I carefully checked the rubber seal on the mask because I certainly didn't want it to leak. However, the instructor told me to look for scratches on the glass, as even tiny ones can completely ruin your visibility once you're underwater.
Then I tried on the flippers. I usually wear a size 10 shoe, so I naturally grabbed a pair in that size. But the guy pointed out that the strap around a heel should be adjustable and feel completely secure, which is much more important than just worrying about your standard shoe size.
Before we headed into the waves, we had a quick safety briefing on the sand. I thought he'd talk mostly about breathing techniques, which always made me nervous. But actually, going over the hand signals took up the majority of our time, just so we could communicate effectively down below.
Walking into the water wearing all that heavy apparatus was surprisingly tricky. I almost tripped over some thick seaweed near the shore, but it was the slippery rocks hidden just under the surface that made me completely lose my balance for a second.
Once we descended, it was like entering another world. I was really hoping to spot a sea turtle, or maybe even an octopus hiding in the coral. We didn't manage to see those, unfortunately, but a massive school of silver fish swam right past us, which was absolutely mesmerizing. They moved in total unison.
I was having a brilliant time, though I did face one minor issue. I wasn't feeling cold at all, but I noticed my breathing rate was much faster than normal because of the sheer excitement, so I had to consciously force myself to relax and take slow, deep breaths.
After about 40 minutes, we finally surfaced and returned the heavy gear to the beach. I thought about buying a t-shirt to remember the amazing day, but instead I decided to pay for a memory stick containing all the underwater photos the instructor had taken of us. It was the perfect souvenir of a brilliant adventure.